Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Danny Jacobs of the Daily Record. Danny, some interesting news out of the state's attorney's office and having to do with, I guess, going through personnel over there and either rehiring or sustaining the staff that she Marilyn Mosby, the new person in the job, had, and then letting some people go under some unusual circumstances. What happened?
Yeah, so she was inaugurated earlier this month, and she's already had a full four-year term in just a couple weeks in office. The personnel issues are the ones that everyone's talking about in the legal community in the city. There were reports that she let go multiple prosecutors, but some during trials last week.
What's the impact of that on the trial?
That's a question many people have. In theory, other prosecutors in the office should be able to step up. There's always backups ready in case things happen. So anyone can take a case file and keep going with the case. But there are concerns, and she said, and her office has said, that no matter what happens with the personnel issues, we're always going to be pursuing these cases to the best of our ability and trying to, you know, get justice for the victims. So she's trying to reassure people at the same time. But there is a concern among criminal defense lawyers that the continuity of the case is broken. There are extra delays in cases. Sometimes this means their clients will remain in jail because the personnel isn't settled in the prosecutor's office.
Well, do they just resume with a new prosecutor?
Sometimes they'll ask for postponements, and then another prosecutor will start. If there's prosecutors available, they might just step up that day. Someone told me, you know, a case file is a case file. So if you have it and you're a prosecutor, it's the same skills. It's just, you know, the people are different. So it should be done.
And then there was a question about whether her husband, who is a member of the city council, was involved in any of this and was in the office when it was happening.
Sure. Her husband, Nick Mosby, is a Democratic councilman for the 7th District, I believe. And there were reports that he's been sitting in on personnel meetings. He's denied it to multiple news outlets who've asked about this. He says he has no involvement whatsoever in the personnel decisions. But several people I've talked to have said he was there and has been involved. We should also note that she is allowed to appoint her, bring in her leadership team. She can fire these employees, you know, without cause. But there's a sense that a lot of this is being done for political reasons because these people supported Greg Bernstein, her predecessor, who she defeated last year in the Democratic primary.
I mean, she handled a really difficult situation with the Episcopal priest who was apparently or who was accused of drunk driving. And she stepped up really quite quickly on that.
Yeah, the fatal hit and run happened involving Episcopal Bishop Heather Cook end of December. And on January 9th, she announced the charges against her. So she acted swiftly with that. But there is, I think, a concern about how things are going there. There's a sense from people I talked to, there's a deer in headlights look among prosecutors in the office because they're wondering, you know, who's next, who's going to be next to go. But other people say that, you know, these are some of the best lawyers in the city and they're going to keep doing their jobs no matter what happens around them politically.
Well, it's a big story, and I'm glad you're covering it, and we'll talk about it again, Danny. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Fraser.
For Danny Jacobs, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.